This is a Collider.com audio interview.
Great. Let's get this over with.
Who's high? Oh my God.
Oh my God, what was it?
I don't know. Oh, coffee.
You have a lot of confidence to put it that far away. I know, really.
Does it pick up? Oh. You have a cocky recorder. You're like, it picks up.
Which guys are you? Which one's the bird?
I'm a bird. I'm the sandpiper.
And you're the big tank guy, right?
Tank.
Okay, yeah.
Hot tank.
Hot tank.
Did you model him after someone?
Kim Novak. That's right.
That's why they did it in that theater.
Novak's actual impersonator. One of my best friends.
Yeah, he was brilliant. He really had range.
He's so good. I just saw the character, you know, description, and then read the little bit that they had, and went from there.
It looks like one of Rocky's opponents or something.
Exactly. Yeah. So evil.
That's good. That's
yeah.
Good.
That's no, that's really good.
Trophies.
Yeah,
I know.
Did you rip off each other too?
No, we didn't work together. Unfortunately.
We didn't, unfortunately.
Yeah. With other people.
Yes, that's what's the great thing about it.
Right, and that's what's. I'm sure other people have told you that's what's so different about this process, because usually in animation they isolate you, and so that they have more control. It's understandable, but then if you improvise anything, then they have to play whatever take they're going to use for the actor that's going to come next, and maybe that line, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's complicated. So usually you don't. But in this one, they wanted the. I mean, you know, in the audition, they asked you to improvise, and 90% of what I did in the movie is improvised.
That's the great thing about it.
It's not like you have any experience with that.
No, I have no experience. Just total neophyte walking in there.
It was all new to him.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
You come more from stand-up and other kinds of... You haven't done a voice before, right?
I was working on another animated movie for Disney at the same time. But that was not improvised. I mean, there was some improvisatory stuff I did, but it was mostly scripted. This was completely improvised. And because we got to, you know... work with the other actor. I mean, it really has that mockumentary feel. If they didn't do it this way, they would have been screwed. You wouldn't have gotten that feel at all.
It
wouldn't have worked out.
Both comedically and dramatically too. I mean,
absolutely.
The scenes with Chaya and Jeff are really great, and they have a real warmth to them. I think because they were in the same room.
Beautiful. That surfboard making scene where he is teaching him. It is.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful and hilarious. We unfortunately didn't see the. I think you saw a half hour or however long.
About 15 minutes.
We just saw the whole film today for the first time.
But just the scoring, the score itself. Some of it seemed like it would be that it really would be moving.
Yeah.
Genuine way.
Yeah, I think it is. I was crying.
It really is. I was embarrassed. Well,
I
was going to say that. So you guys saw the final movie today, or the most rough cut.
Yeah. Right.
So did it surprise you at how good it came out? Can you talk about the final product?
Well, I'll leave you to talk about the animation, but it was a lot funnier than I thought it was going to be. Because you never know.
Yeah.
And also the heart is incredible. I mean, right from the start, too. I mean, there's a good comedic lead-in, a good 5 minutes of comedy, and then when he wants to join the group, he swims after this whale. And you saw that part. It got me. I literally was like, go, penguin, get on that whale! You know, that's one of the beautiful things about the illusion that we do, is that I was genuinely feeling that. Sitting in a dark room, watching, you know, a fake penguin jumping onto a fake whale.
Shine's voice, too, is he sets the whole tone
he
for
does.
That movie. And it's really.
Yeah, because they could have gotten a kid that sounded a little more kid like.
God, he's so good in it.
And it could have been a little sappier. And the way that Chaya approaches things is so naturalistic that it really feels like a genuine thing that we're watching.
So, Mara, did they show you, like, you're this... What are you, a sandpiper?
A sandpiper.
Okay, that's what I thought. So did they show you...
Don't be offended by it. You don't have to offend yourself.
You got
a little defensive there. I'm a sandpiper.
My God. That was Taylor Flop.
It is. Taylor Flop.
so,
that's right.
So they showed you that, and you kind of got into that by looking at the picture?
No, I mean, it's not even about... No, you see the picture, and they go, this is what he is. He's a talent scout. He's working for this crazy promoter that's like this evil promoter, and you're frustrated, and you have a heart, and you hate him, but yet you have to do the job, and you have to, you know, travel on a whale and search for these surfers that, you know, in my internal subtext is, I don't even think they're that talented. I want to search for singers and showgirls and boys, you know. But that'll be in the sequel. But the other thing about this movie is I'm a huge animation buff. I'm a freak for this stuff. I've read Disney Animation Illusion of Life by Ollie Johnson and Frank Thomas from cover to cover. I mean, I know everything. I don't know how to draw. I suck at that, but I know my animated movies, and I know what goes into it, and I know the voice went first, and I know, you know, I know a lot about it. So I've seen it all, and I don't like CGI stuff. I like the 2D stuff. That's my thing. And this 2D stuff, some of the Disney stuff they did in the 80s were pretty, like, kind of a comeback, but... It never looked like Bambi again. It never looked like...
painterly...
It just never looked like that again. I mean, even Beauty and the Beast, as great as it is, it never looked like Lady and the Tramp. It never looked like that. So, the CGI stuff to me was like, when it first started, I was like, this is cold. I mean, Toy Story, as popular as it was, like, the kids look as plastic as the dolls.
Did you say it in that voice, dude?
Oh,
when you're talking like that.
A little bit. I was like, this is terrible. Stop the film.
Shh.
Be quiet. I don't care if the children are disturbed. Shut it up. So, cut. This is terrible. So anyway, when I saw the we should just go
get a development deal together.
It's ridiculous. I'm a little in love with him. So I love him. I just met him today. I'm like, he's so fucking good. So so talented. He's so funny. He's so giving. Like, we had such a good rapport today. Anyway, okay, that's all I have to say. I enjoy him. I do. So anyway, dinner tonight. All right, so, but this film, this is the best crowd yet.
I know.
This film, or maybe I'm just better. This film looks, I feel like they, I mean, it's got, the CGI stuff, as it's gone along, has gotten softer and softer. They've rounded it out more. This looks beautiful. It doesn't look 3D-ish to me. The penguins have character to them. The eyes are all different. The yellow hair. I mean, they've really made them look all different. And the wave, the island is beautifully, beautifully drawn. And it has a style. A lot of the CGI stuff, the backgrounds are like, it's a house and there's grass. And it looks like a house and friggin' grass. It doesn't have a style to it. And if you look at the early animated Disney movies, all of them had a different style. Pinocchio was watercolor. Bambi was pastel. Irwin Earle, who did all the backgrounds of Sleeping Beauty, it's all angular and detailed and stunning. I mean, that's what you look for in an animated movie, and a lot of these things are just all look the same, and this got it right. And the way they handle the weight. Yeah. I was a cat in it.
Hey, there's no dad and a bird.
Yeah.
Was there penguin camp for it?
I went to a little penguin camp, yeah. Took us up there. Well, actually, you know, these are based on Chilean penguins. So we went down to Chile, which was fun.
Yeah.
Was there a piping camp for you?
Yeah. Was there a what?
Sandpiper.
No. Camp. But there was a bong tent that I went into.
Right. With Ian Bridges
with Chicken
never
Joe.
Left.
Yeah, never.
That was sad.
Yeah, it was good. We had a good time. Yeah.
Mario, how did you get into your inner Jew?
My inner Jew?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Well, you know, Italians and Jews are very close, just like I feel the Sicilians and blacks are very close, you know. My father looked like Quincy Jones, but he
it's
did.
It's a Mediterranean.
It's a Mediterranean. It's all there. The Sicilians
all
were like...
currents of different...
Greek, right. Arabic.
All the same.
It's all the same. How did I get into my inner Jew? I don't know. There's a lot of, you know, there's people that have said to me, are you Jewish? I'm like, no, Italian. It's the same thing. It's all frustrated, let's face it. It's all loud and frustrated and emotional and... you know,
slightly
either,
hairy.
Either you're screaming, either you're slightly hairy. Yeah. See, he knows everything about me now. Or it's emotional, and you're either eating, or in the Italian situation, you're pulling something out of a coffin at a wake, or something like, why, you know, just that.
Alex sounds like that. Do you know anybody in Hollywood who's like your character?
I don't live in Hollywood. I live in New York. So I don't really, you know what's so funny? Do I know anybody that's like me? Yeah. You know what's so funny? Shh, quiet.
Just don't tell anybody this.
Jerry, you know Jerry Schmidt, who's the head of the marketing, who's a great guy, and I adore him. He's so fun. This character is kind of based on him.
But again, don't know
I think
one.
It's flattering. Shut up. He's a great guy.
I know.
What are you guys working on next?
Well, I was working on a drunk, but they shut down the bar.
I know, they did.
Oh, oh boy.
Yeah, they did. They kind of took
that stuff.
Oh, we're going to have dinner now. We got a couple of hookers coming over. The guys, cake party.
Is that satisfied, the Italian or the Jew?
Both. Probably the Italian.
Yeah. But he's going to talk him down, so that'll get the Jew.
That's right.
I'm glad.
Oh, God.
What other movies you guys got?
I got Balls of Fury coming out pretty soon.
I hear they're moving it, pushing it.
Yeah, they just pushed it, yeah. I don't know what's going on, but maybe they're waiting for a Dan Fogler movie to actually come out before Balls of Fury.
Fanboys,
I don't know what's going to happen with that, frankly. Is it good?
It's good.
Somebody told me it's not coming out, so I don't know what's happening with
September
Fanboys. September, oh, so they have a date. Okay, well, great. That director, Kyle, is a really nice guy. I hope for the... You know, we were doing Revenge of the Nerds, and then they pulled the plug on it, which was a drag. Because then I would say, Revenge of the Nerds. See, I would plug it. But I can't plug it. But no, Balls of Fury coming out. Christopher Walken is also in it. It's going to be funny. Dan was very nice to work with. And George Lopez, making one of the few film appearances, who is an incredibly funny cat. His show isn't really indicative of how funny he is. He's really funny. And he's funny in the Balls of Fury.
How do you keep a straight face with that Christopher Walken?
I was on acid most of the time. That helped me a lot. Once you get it under control, once the shakes are over, and then you're like, oh, I see. And he's got three eyes. And then they were like, no, Diedrich, he does not have three eyes. And I'm like, whatever.
Are you, I heard they might promote that again at Comic-Con this year. Would you be, have you ever been to Comic-Con?
No, I've never been to Comic-Con. But it sounds like a lot of fun. Tom and Ben told me that funny story about the Comic-Con. Yeah, I think you can figure it out.
It's a comic convention?
There we go.
Okay, I got it.
Tom and Ben actually told me a funny story about that clip that was on YouTube, because, you know, that was a friend of theirs that they gave the wedgie to. But they had been at a bar, you know, any of those things, like you go to bars continually. They had been at a bar, and they were all together, and they were like, you know what would be funny is if you did that. But they drank so much that they actually forgot that they said that. So when he got up and started talking to them, they were like, and the lights were bright, and they were a little hungover. They were like, who is this? It's like that. That's why the bit took so long and built so well, was that it was actually, then they were like, oh my God, we're doing a bit. That's right, I forgot.
I was in that audience. It was quite,
oh, were you?
It was quite funny.
They're funny guys. They're funny, really nice. I'm doing Reno next week, playing the Hawk. Yeah, Bounty Hunter. Yeah, and then I just did... now I'm plugging myself. I should
when
be plugging
the movie. You said playing the Hawk. I was like, is that a casino?
No, he's a bounty hunter based on, you know, all these... what's his face on A&E?
Dog
or whatever.
The Bounty Hunters?
Yeah, the Bounty Hunters. But my guy's totally media savvy. You know, he talks about, you know, selling units, and, you know, you can't serve two masters. You have to decide whether or not you're a cop or you're making a TV show. But that was my pitch in the room, so that's why they wanted me to do it. But also on, what's that show? Curb Your Enthusiasm. I did that last week.
Really?
Yeah. No, I got to call somebody about that.
2010.
Yeah.
They said
the editing process is a really long thing, and I can understand why. He cracks up constantly. It's really difficult to shoot with him because he just keeps laughing all the time.
Larry David does.
I thought he would be like a real sourpuss, and I was like, nope. Very sweet, laughed a lot, really irritated the hell out of me.
I heard with Curb that he has like a one-page outline for the most part, and then it's a lot of...
Yeah, I mean, you know, they basically handed me what I was doing. We stood in one place, and they say, you're knocking on the door, and then they hand you this little paper, and they say, this is what you do, and then they roll, and that's it. And you do it. It was fun. It was really a challenge, and it was fun.
One question about this. What was the... Did you come back like 2 weeks here, then 3 months go by, and another one? What was the schedule? Was like that?
And because we were just talking about this, because it was so heavily improvised, I actually forgot what I did. Because with improvisation, you totally forget.
Yeah, like you forget the character.
They do a playback for you?
You forget the character, you forget what you said, because it's all happening so quickly that it just sort of goes by really fast. Rather than you studying it beforehand and, you know, figuring out what you're going to do in your living room, and then you show up on the set, and then you do whatever happens on the set. This, because it was so heavily improvised, I totally forgot. So they had to play back what my character was.
And we saw stuff in the movie today, I was like, oh, that's right, I said that. I mean, you just don't remember.
Yeah. It was different. It was a very different process, this movie, and I think it's really telling in the movie, the feel.
It did. This is what we saw. It was a very spontaneous feeling. Yeah.
It really was. I mean, it really was happening. I mean, you know, so...